Yo, 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 welcome to the In Conversation podcast with your host, Andrew Cervantes. Man, it finally feels good to have my own podcast. This is months in the making. I've done all kinds of homework, all kinds of listening to podcasts, probably hundreds of hours worth, maybe even thousands of hours worth of listening to podcasts. I always listen to podcasts when I'm at work, whether I'm just working with some AirPods in or or I'm sitting in traffic or have a long road trip, just listen to podcasts. But yeah, I'm a huge fanatic of podcasts. My favorite podcast definitely is Behind the Baller with Ben Baller. I love that show, man. I'm always keeping up with it weekly. My second would probably be Joe Rogan's, the Joe Rogan Experience, like the number one podcast like ever. And my third one would probably be Group Chat with Chris Drumapath and the Murphy brothers. But yeah, the goal for this podcast, I would say it's really just a hobby as of right now. It's really just a hobby for me right now, just kind of interview close people to me, hopefully start interviewing, you know, some special guests around the area that are like doing some big stuff, you know. But for the most part, it's really just going to be me and just interviewing a couple friends and what they're up to and stuff. So yeah, I'll have a lot of that. It'll be a lifestyle podcast, whatever I like. I'll talk about whatever's relevant in the news right now. I'll definitely be talking about, like, football has been a big part of my life right now, just because, I mean, we're so new to the season. You'll definitely catch me talking about sports, all kinds of stuff, business, books I'm reading, I don't know, investing, stocks, all that stuff. All the stuff I like to do. You know, my job, I'm a college student right now. So you hear me talk about all that stuff. And more. But for this podcast, information about me is that I'm a 19-year-old kid as of right now, just, you know, doing this for fun. I really get more in depth about me probably my second episode, because this first episode I actually have a guest. I have my boy Carlos Duran on the show, and the reason I wanted to interview him first on my first episode ever was just because Carlos literally helped me so much throughout the whole recording process of this show. Literally step by step, he helped me out, and you know what to edit on, what to record on, how to get like non-copyrighted music, and how he uploads to Spotify and Apple, you know, all that stuff. So shout out Carlos, man. I thought it was only right to have him on my show, you know, on my first episode ever, just because he's done so much for me. But yeah, Carlos is actually the host of his own podcast, the Kayfabe Podcast. It's a pro wrestling podcast. Make sure you guys go check him out. He's a wrestling fanatic. I've definitely watched a lot of wrestling as a kid, so it definitely has had an impact on me and like the culture of me growing up. I think you could say for the most part, a lot of kids my age probably were influenced by a lot of the wrestlers back then. But yeah, so Carlos has his weekly podcast, Kayfabe. Make sure you guys go check that out. He uploads weekly episodes. So if you're a big wrestling fan, man, please, please, please go check that out and stream up his numbers. But, you know, while I was recording the interview, this is my first ever interview, right? That my first ever time ever recording with a microphone was with Carlos on actually a Zoom call. That's how we did it. I felt pretty good, you know. I thought it went pretty smooth, you know, just for my first time recording. So make sure you guys, I don't know, leave me some feedback, tell me what I could improve on and stuff. But for the most part, I thought I did a pretty good job, you know. I felt pretty calm in the beginning. I might have chopped up my words a little bit. I probably still will do that just because I'm so new to recording and hearing my voice on a microphone, but slowly we'll get there and we'll get a lot more smooth. But I mean, for the most part, I think I did pretty good, talked pretty confident. I might have, you know, mixed up my words, but it's all right. But me and Carlos, we actually are co-workers. We met actually not too long ago, probably like a couple months ago. Yeah, actually my brother was going inside. We work at a car wash right now, but my brother was going inside for a car wash, right? And he saw his, his friend from high school that he grew up with. And basically, they were catching up. And I was in need of a job at the time. So basically, I actually just asked Carlos. I thought he was a manager because he had an earpiece in his ear. So I asked him if they were hiring, and he said, yeah, we actually are. So I just filled out an application, got a call the same day, and then boom, you know, I actually got the job. So yeah, that's really how we met. Who knows? Maybe it was meant to be. We'll see. But yeah, that's how we really met. But that's pretty much it for the intro, man. I'm going to go ahead and send you guys off into this interview. Make sure you or leave feedback, you know, let me know what you think. But yeah, let's get right into this interview. Yo, yo, yo. So welcome to the podcast. I have my boy Carlos Duran on the show, man. Welcome.
Yo, yo, yo.
So he's the host of the Kayfabe podcast. He covers everything from in wrestling, from WWE, AEW, NXT, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Impact, and more. He has weekly podcasts that airs every Thursday and Saturday. So make sure you guys go check that out. But Carlos, man, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, man. A little tired from work. You know, we work at the same damn place.
Right. But yeah. No.
Keeping it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I worked a little, 6 hour shift, and I'm tired from that. But the rest of the week had me slumped.
No. Yeah. I got 6 days ahead of me. So one day out of six.
That sucks. Yeah. But all right, man. Let's just hop right into this interview. So we never really had a deep conversation. You know, like truly getting to know each other at work.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, this will be like a raw, like straight up genuine interview, like for, I think even for new to us, you know, and to whoever's watching this too, I don't know. But I just wanted to start off with, you know, like where were you born?
So I was born in Stockton, California. You know, I don't know if you're born in the same place too.
Yeah. Yeah,
Stockton. I grew up all my life in Stockton, homie. So like I jumped from, I want to say the north side, then to the east side for a couple of years, and then back to the north side. And right now I'm in Lodi. So
what? You stay in Lodi right now?
Yeah, I stay right behind the Walmart.
No way.
Right?
I did not know that. What the?
That's yeah, yeah, crazy, yeah. See? So that's why I texted you earlier, and I was like, yeah, bro, I live like a 2 minute walk from Lodi.
Oh, that's crazy.
From Walmart, I mean.
Oh, so we're like down right the street.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try and say the addresses and shit. But yeah, I'm on the main road, bro. Like I'm right past the main road.
Oh, that's so sick, bro. I didn't know that. I thought you were staying in Stockton.
No. Yeah, I just moved here. That's why I work at the car wash and shit. Yeah.
How you been liking Lodi so far?
I didn't know because I was so used to Stockton, bro. So like I'm like, man, like I don't know. It seems so small. It seems like a small ass town, but
yeah,
more quieter and shit, you know. I feel like there's more shit to do because, like, you know, like I said, Walmart's only a 2 minute walk.
Yeah. So, you know,
if I need groceries or I need something, bro, I don't really need to like rush compared to like Stockton. You know, like when my girlfriend would come over, she'd be like, she complains, she'd go, man, dude, you go to Chinese food on all the way on the other side of town. And I'm like, it ain't nothing. And then I come to Lodi and I'm like, damn, dude, everything's 2 minutes away.
Yeah, legit. Lodi is so small. I mean, I'm new to the area too, right? Like I'm born and raised Stockton, and I'm here in Lodi like since January. But
yeah,
honestly, I don't know if I like it 100%. Like, I like it. It's definitely a lot more peaceful and a lot like more tight of a community, I guess. But like, man, there's nothing to do in Lodi. Not like entertainment wise. I don't think there's like nothing to do.
See, my girlfriend has the same thing because she lives in Patterson.
Uh-huh.
So she's always like, oh, it's a small ass town, you can't do shit. But you can find shit to do, you know, like you gotta be creative with it. Like she told me, like, oh yeah, we go to the skate park, we go walking, we go to the swimming pool. I'm like, okay, so there is shit to do. You just ain't got like, you know, you don't got like a Chuck E. Cheese around you. But you can find shit to do, you know.
That's
like
true.
Here, if I was in here, I'd probably go walking down. Like when I was in high school and Pokemon Go came out, me and a homie took bikes all the way out to downtown Lodi, and all we did was play Pokemon Go out in downtown Lodi. Wow. And then Lodi Lake and shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can find shit to do. You know, you don't gotta go like bowling every other weekday.
That's true.
But I don't know. I feel like when people say you can't do much, like, man, you can find something. You just want like a Chuck E. Cheese or something down the street.
Yeah, I know, huh? Like, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'd be going to like Lodi Lake sometimes. That's really all I would do it. But I mean, I like Lodi overall, to be honest. I'm happy I moved here. Like, I'm probably never, ever, 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 ever gonna move back to Stockton, if I'm being real.
Bro,
I
want
to go back.
I saw Venom, I think, Thursday night in Stockton, and I was like, man, I don't ever want to be here. I don't even want to be here, man.
Yeah, bro. I think it's one of those things, like, as soon as you leave and you start to explore more out of the city, you're like, bro, like, there's so much more, like, you know, so much more better out there. Like, you just got to leave and take that leap of faith almost, you know? And
then yeah, it's just
lit.
Yeah, because, like, I remember we were, my parents were like, oh, we're going to move to Lodi. I was like, man, like, I'm hella used to Stockton. Like, I ain't trying to leave.
Yeah.
But then once you leave, you know, because I lived in Modesto before I came to Lodi. I lived for, like, 6 to 8 months with my aunt. And I was like, hey, like, you know, even though, you know, crime-wise, Modesto's kind of the same as Stockton. Yeah. There's a little bit, it's like different, you know, it's a different environment. So then when you come out, cause like, I feel like, you know, every time I go to like the mall in Stockton or like even the movie theater, I'm like, man, I don't even want to be here. You know, I only went because they're the only place close by me showing Venom and IMAX and shit.
Yeah.
But like living in San Francisco for 3 years too, back in college, you know, I was like, man, I'd rather be in San Francisco right now.
Yeah.
But nah, I feel it like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm not even trying to shit talk on Stockton because,
yeah,
you know, people shit on Stockton all the time and I'm from Stockton. I'm like, hey, man, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a Gotham City to me, but,
yeah,
you know, like, I liked it there, but, yeah, I wouldn't move back.
Yeah, I have love for the city too, but it's almost like a love-hate relationship, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, how much, do you have siblings? Like,
yeah, so I got a brother and a sister. I'm the oldest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I got a younger brother who's a middle child, and then I got my sister who's the youngest.
The youngest one?
Yeah, okay, so like me and my brother are like what? I think a year and a half gap. And what? my sister's I think 6 or 7 year gap.
Jeez. Oh, that's not that bad. A year and a half gap though, that's a small gap. That's like back to back babies for your mom.
Yeah, for real. And what? I think I'm about to turn 22 in November, and my brother's barely 20. I think he just turned 20. It's like a year and a half.
Oh yeah.
So, jeez. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty lit. Like, I mean, so what's your heritage? Like, let the people know.
So I'm Hispanic. I'm full blooded Mexican. Like, full not blood? Much to it. Yeah.
You speak Spanish?
I speak a little, man. I can understand more than I could speak. Like, you know, if at work, if somebody's speaking Spanish to me, I can understand it, but I'm not gonna be able to know how to respond back to you. You know, like I'll just be sitting there and being like, oh, like, hey, like. Hey, it'll be like say something in Spanish. I'm like, so you wanted the $8 one? Like, you know, like I'm not sure. Like, we're at the movie theater, they'd be like, hey, well, pongolo. I think they'd be like, hey, put butter on my popcorn. And all I hear is pongolo, and I know pongolo or something like that means put. And I'm like, you want butter in your popcorn? They'd be like, see, all right, like I'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be the same way. That's pretty lit. So like, I don't know. Would you say? Like you were the academic type in school.
You know, it's hard because like, I don't know about you. I hated math. Like I absolutely like I could not stand math.
I hate math, dude.
I really liked English and history. History was the easiest, my favorite subject. Why is Siri on my series? Don't give me a second. History was my favorite subject just because she comes back on again. My favorite subject just because like, you don't gotta like solve it out. You know, I don't add George Washington and fucking George Bush and try and figure out an equation. You know, I just got to remember shit. So like growing up in high school, I used to read a lot of comic books, you know, as you can tell from the background behind me and shit.
Yeah.
So are you gonna like, so for example, Batman was created in May 3rd, I think May 3rd of 1939, right? Easiest thing to remember.
Yeah.
So then just, you know, another simple example is you just got to remember the Declaration of Independence was signed on July 4th of 1776.
Yep.
So when it came to history, it was always just you remember a day and you remember a person. Like that's literally it. So it's the simplest thing, you know? So like it's super easy. You know, even for wrestling, you know, going on my podcast and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, I can't remember a day. Well, like today, for example, October 2nd, 2021. It is the official 3-year anniversary of AEW being on TV. So like simple shit like that, you know. History is very the easiest subject to me. But going back to your question though, I wouldn't say I'm the most academic, but I studied when I had to.
Yeah. What schools did you go to in like, you know, just overall, like in Stockton, like from elementary to, I don't know, college, let's just say all of them.
So I hopped around a lot. I think elementary, elementary, I went to, I don't know if you know where Ansel Adams is at.
That's the same school I went to.
Ansel Adams for, I think it was first to second grade. No, kindergarten to first grade. And then second grade, so where Mosier is at right now. Before that was built, I had to be put into Westwood for about a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry, half a year. So for 6 months until Mosier was being built, until Mosier was done being built.
Yeah.
So I think then, I think after winter break, we came back and the school was built. So then I stayed there all the way to sixth grade and then went to Murata. And then I was supposed to go to Lincoln High School. I don't know if you know where that is.
Yeah.
So what originally happened was my mom wanted to put me in Lincoln High School because she wanted me to go there because, I don't know, she said it was like the neighborhood was nice and that she thought it'd be good for me. And I remember telling her, like, man, I'm trying to go to McNair. I'm trying to go where none of my friends are going, you know?
Yeah.
And she called me one day. I remember I came back from summer school. And it was for sure thing going to Lincoln. And I remember sitting on the couch and she calls me and she calls me on her lunch. And I forget what we were talking about, but then she goes, oh, by the way, you're not going to Lincoln anymore. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, you're going to go to McNair. I didn't like the receptionist at Lincoln, so I'm going to send you to McNair. And in my mind, I'm like, hell yeah, dude, I'm going to go back with my friends and shit. Uh-huh. But yeah, I went to McNair all 4 years. So
yeah.
Thank God, because I don't think I would have been where I was at today had I not gone to McNair.
Yeah. What about college, like after McNair?
So college originally, so this is where it gets a little tricky. So college, originally I wanted to go be a director. So I wanted to major in cinema. So I wanted to originally go to UCLA or CSU Los Angeles because they have really good, they obviously because they're in LA, they have really good cinema programs.
Yeah.
But the only ones I ended up applying for were CSU, LA, Sacramento State, Fresno State, and San Francisco State. I went to San Francisco State because Avid, if you're familiar with what Avid is.
Yeah.
They took us onto a field trip to San Francisco State. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even know there was a school out in San Francisco. And all my life growing up, I was like, okay, I want to be away from home, but not too far away, you know, just enough to where I can't go back every weekend. You know, it's not possible for me to go back every weekend. It was possible in San Francisco because of the BART, but I chose San Francisco because I was like, you know what? I always wanted to be, again, home but not too far away, but right next to a beach. And San Francisco is right on that coast. So it's like perfect.
Yeah.
So I remember going on that field trip and I was like, yeah, this is the school I want to go to. And at the time, they had considerably the best cinema program in the CSU. Because Pixar was going to that school. They were picking up animators for their movies, like Inside Out, Up, all that shit. I think one of the professors there had worked on the original Godfather.
Jeez, that's pretty sick. What the fuck?
Yeah, I think she was a sound editor or like a writer. I forget what her name was.
That's sick.
But so I went to San Francisco State. I studied I studied cinema for about half a semester. And so what I was told was that it was supposed to be more of a hands-on experience. So I've written like three, I've written four short films. I've shot three short films, but I've written four. So
that's pretty sick.
Yeah. So the three short films I made they're on my YouTube, Enigma's Light, little plugin. The three, I think they're called Bad Moon Rising and then F Society. I won an award for F Society for State Fair. I still have the little thing right here.
I didn't know and that, bro. I'm going to have to check it out.
After Dark. Exactly. I'll send you the link after.
Yeah.
But After Dark was my last short film I shot. Right now, I'm in the process of writing this, and I've been writing the script for 2 years. So this is something I don't think I've ever told anybody. So I have a script written right now called Relapse.
That exclusive, the In Conversation exclusive. Yeah, yeah. Bro.
So I have a short film that I've been working on since my junior year of college. I've already graduated at this point, but junior year of college, it's called Relapse. And it takes place in San Francisco. And it's based off the video game Life is Strange, a little bit off Groundhog's Day, and then I don't know if you've seen King of Staten Island. It has Pete Davidson in it.
Yeah, with Pete Davidson. I never watched it, but I know what you mean.
It's a little mix of the three. But I'm like, the last time I touched it was before the pandemic hit. But it's on my mind every day. And I don't tell anybody about it because it's like, you know, I haven't touched it yet.
Yeah.
But I have like a whole note column for it. And I just have like a bunch of, like, I already know what my climax is going to be, what the ending's going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's what I wanted to go to school for originally, was cinema. Right now I graduated with a criminal justice degree.
Oh, yeah?
Bachelor's of Arts. Yeah. So
what are you trying to do with that?
I applied to probation for Salakin County couple months ago in July. Right now I'm waiting on my background check. I really want to be a probation officer and work my way up to parole. I want to work like rehabilitation and shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, working with kids, you know, working with, you know, well, you know, they say the big money's with sex offenders, but I want to work just really rehabilitate anybody and kind of be like, you know, I want to be helpful. I don't want to put people away. I don't want to put people away and I want to keep them off.
Yeah.
Prison, you know, keep them away from all that, from that life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's up, bro. I mean, as long as you love what you're doing, I think, like, you know, fuck the income and all that. I think as long as you're happy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, criminal justice was always my, like, backup, you know?
Yeah.
Like criminal justice was always, like, you know, if I don't know by the time I get to high school, I'll do criminal justice. But I didn't find my love for cinema until it's kind of stupid. I got hated on in class for this. The movie Batman versus Superman is what made me want to pursue directing. Yeah. So the director Zack Snyder is my big inspiration. I don't really, in my short films, I don't have any inspiration from anybody. Some people say like they get like the last two horror films I've made, they say they get like Blair Witch Project vibes, but I don't have any inspiration of anything. Like, they're just kind of my vision.
Bro, you have to send me those. I that's actually sick. Cause I don't think I've ever told you, but I like am also, I'm a big fan of cinema also. I mean, I might not be like huge with like huge on Marvel or like on DC. No.
Me neither.
But like, like, I don't know. I'm a big, big film fan. Like, I don't know, bro. Honestly, I like Disney movies, bro. I can't even lie. Disney movies are the shit. And they be like teaching you like simple life lessons. Like, you know, like, I don't know, bro. I love them. Like the movie Soul. I thought that was such a good movie. I don't know, bro. I honestly, I watch a lot of movies, but I thought about going to school for the same thing, cinematography.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I was like, I don't know if I have to love like 110% of it. So that's why as of right now, I'm going to school for business. But I mean, we'll see, you know, a lot of shit changes while you're in school. So we'll see where I end up.
No. Yeah. Cause I get it. Cause, you know, I had a YouTube channel since I was six. Since I was like 13, 14, I think. I stopped now, you know, just because I went to college freshman year. After that, I kind of stopped, kind of like right back on it. But, you know, I always had that like influence to be like part of like had like some sort of platform. So I hopped from YouTube. I already told you I had like three different podcasts before this one, before the wrestling podcast. I had a YouTube, I had three different podcasts. And then I stopped doing YouTube right around my senior year of college. Halfway through it, I picked up Twitch. Didn't really work out well. I did it for about a month or two. My internet was ass where I was living at the time, so I stopped. I still have my game recorder, my game capture, but I haven't picked it up yet. But at the same time, I was doing this podcast. But then senior year, I think the very end of it started getting really heavy because I had finals and shit, and I was like, you know what, I'm putting the Twitch away, I'm putting the podcast away. But I'm going to come back to my podcast because the one thing I always watched was wrestling.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, I'm going to hop back on it one day. And I did hop back the moment I graduated. So not the moment, sorry. But like, you know, I came back from New York and I was like, all right, it's time to hop on it. So I'm on like episode 41, which is the longest. I usually stop after three episodes, the last two podcasts I did. So
that means 41 is a big mark. Oh yeah, for sure, bro. Yeah. 41 is fucking huge. What the, you have a lot of, well, not like a shit ton of listeners, but it's pretty impressive, like, you know, the amount of people that have gone to your podcast.
I think right now my follower count is 21. I don't think that's a correct number because one of my other episodes got a lot of downloads in one night and it goes off just so right now I have 20. Right now I have 20, but it fluctuates, so I guarantee you in like 2 weeks or so it's gonna go back to 30. But as of right now, in the last 30 days, I've had 866 downloads, which means a confirmed amount of 866 listeners. And all time, I've had 3,252. So,
Say it again. Wait, 3,000 what?
3,252 all time. All time.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since what, January, but I didn't put my shit on like Spotify and like, you know, all the other stuff you can listen to on podcasts until like July, I think. And bro, even then I took a break.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, imagine you go a whole year straight. Like, you might hit like 10,000 listeners throughout the whole year. But 3,000 is impressive. That's crazy. That's a lot of people, bro. Like, that's sick.
But that's counting all my downloads. So 3,000 is like all my downloads. So I've had a total of definitely 3,000 people listen to my podcast. Yeah,
but still, but
in the last 30 days, 866. Like, most definitely.
Bro, 866 people in the last 30 days. As of right now with me, bro, I probably have like a couple, and it's probably just local friends just trying to support. I'm trying to be like you, you know what I mean?
You're going to start off like that. You know, like I said, I only have 20 followers, and, you know, social media standards, it's not a lot.
Yeah.
But when you count the people who are actually downloading and listening to your podcast, it's 866. Like, okay, like I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm getting discovered somehow.
Bro, and the way you like promote your stuff, I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, that's why I had to come to you for all your like the podcast answers, bro. Like, all the Photoshop editing, like episode by episode, you know, like all the thumbnails you make and all the time you put in, all the recording by yourself, note-taking, all the watching of the wrestling, bro. Like, it's impressive. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know, bro. I just got to like, you know, applaud you for that, because it's a lot of work, bro. It really is. Yeah.
So like, it's almost like a full-time job. You feel me? Because you got wrestling every day of the week. So you got Monday, you got WWE. Tuesday, you got NXT right now, which is just, it's WWE, but it's a different show.
Yeah.
You got Wednesday, you got AEW Dynamite. Then Thursday, you have Impact Wrestling. And then Friday, you have AEW Rampage and SmackDown. WWE SmackDown. But, you know, there's these other promotions like New Japan, Ring of Honor, MLW, the National Wrestling Alliance, you know, all these other promotions that you could literally have enough wrestling to watch 24/7 every day of the week. Yeah. Every day of the week. So, but I choose to follow just certain ones, because, you know, it matter. I can't watch all types of wrestling. I've definitely met people who watch all types of wrestling, but I ain't got the time for that. So I stick with what I like.
Yeah, no, for sure. But bro, like, when did you fall in love with wrestling? You seem like, I mean, obviously you're a fanatic, right? Go ahead.
So I remember the first time I watched wrestling was when I moved to one of my first apartments with my parents when I was a kid. And at the time, we had finally gotten DVR from DirecTV. I think it was DirecTV at the time. And I just remember the first image of WWE that I can remember. John Cena, Randy Orton, and Vince McMahon were in the ring. And John Cena at the time was WWE champion with the spinner belt, you know, the one that spins.
Bro, that's do you actually? Bro, I want that belt. Like,
that's, I have like a nostalgia spinner belt.
Dude, that thing is sick. Bro,
I had it hanging up, but it's just a spinner belt. I have this NXT belt right here. That one's an actual replica. So that one's legitimate thing. Yeah,
that's just probably like $1,000.
Nah, it was like $400.
That's still hella expensive.
Yeah, it was originally gonna be my graduation gift, but I bought it myself.
That's sick.
Anyway, so WWE again, Randy Orton, Vince McMahon, and John Cena. That's the first memory I had. The first time I kind of started liking it was the storyline, and some people might know, where Ric Flair was like, I will never retire. And week after week after week, Vince McMahon was like, you know, if you lose a match, you're done, you're retiring. So week after week after week, Ric Flair would go on to some crazy ass matches. He fought Umaga. I don't know if you know who Umaga is.
Yeah. Wasn't that the guy with the face tats and shit?
Yeah,
I know.
So he fought Umaga one day, and as a kid, you know, you don't know what's real. Or you don't know what's fake.
Yeah,
think it's real. So you're like, oh shit, this motherfucker's gonna lose. And Ric Flair, I remember he ended up winning in a countout. And after that, Shawn Michaels challenged him to a match at WrestleMania. I believe I might have the timeline wrong. And then so I believe it's WrestleMania. I don't know what the number is, but they had it, I think, in Florida. So everybody remembers it because, you know, Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair, it's the retirement match of Ric Flair, and Ric Flair's fighting his heart out, trying to not lose a match.
Yeah.
And at the end of the match, Shawn Michaels looks at Ric Flair and he tells him, I'm sorry, I love you. And he super kicks him and he wins the match and retires Ric Flair for WWE.
Yeah.
At that point, Ric Flair goes to TNA. And I believe that's when I started watching. At the time, it was called TNA. Right now, it's called Impact.
Yeah.
At the time, I started watching TNA. So TNA was the first wrestling outside of WWE that I started watching. As a kid, I was like, okay, this is pretty cool because it has people I know from WWE, like Booker T, Hulk Hogan, Mick Foley, Christian, yep. You know, all former WWE employees. I stopped watching it. So I watched WWE for a little bit. And then I want to say right when I went to college, high school almost, I stopped watching it. So I just completely stopped. Thought it was boring.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it's, I said this in my last podcast episode. Think of like a PS4, right? PS3. You're playing it. You're playing all these games, right? But at a certain point, the games are going to be the same thing. You're going to get tired of it. You're going to want something different. So then you go out and buy the PS4. You know, you stick with the same company because, you know, they listen. They know their fans. They want something new. So they give you something new. You know, the PS4, Sony gives you the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Now imagine, well, you know, we just got the PS5. But imagine now with the PS5. Your games, they're still the same games and shit, or you know, let's imagine they don't make a PS5, right? But you hear Xbox is making a new console called the Xbox Series X. You're gonna want to go check out the Xbox because you're tired of the PlayStation games, you're tired of the PlayStation exclusives, so you want to go check out the other games like Halo, Gears of War on Xbox, right?
Yeah.
So think of it like that. You know, if the product doesn't change and you don't really kind of, you know, go with the generation, people are gonna start wanting an alternative.
That's true.
So 2006 hits at this point, 16 hits at this point, and I get back into wrestling. I lapse back into wrestling.
Uh huh.
I remember I started watching Becky Lynch, my wife. I started watching WWE again. And then 2019, AEW makes the announcement they're going to start being on TNT. So I start watching AEW.
Yeah.
And I start watching NXT. So then I just start watching a whole bunch of different wrestling. So I wouldn't consider myself a WWE fan, or more of a wrestling fan, because I watch all types.
Yeah.
You feel me? So like even New Japan, which is at the time before all these new wrestlings were that, New Japan was considered the only alternative to wrestling.
Gee.
So
I'm gonna keep it a stack, bro. Like I've never heard of New Japan Pro Wrestling, if I'm being honest.
It's just a different style of wrestling. So WWE, it's very scripted, it's very much, you know, people know what they're going to do before the match starts, right? They're going to know, you know, this is the ending. In the middle of this, we're going to do this. You know, I'm going to hit you with the chair in the middle of the match.
Yeah.
You know, the referee is going to do this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So with New Japan Pro Wrestling, they're more, it's called strong style. It's a Japanese style of wrestling. So strong style, instead of seeing flips, tricks, you know, the super kicks, you know, the chops to the chest.
Yeah.
You're going to see completely stiff and hard, so you're gonna see almost like MMA, almost like a kickboxing MMA kind of type of fight.
Okay, that's pretty lit.
So I've seen closed fists, I've seen real kicks, you know, knees to the, like actual knees to the face. So I like New Japan if you want something more violent, I guess, not violent in a way, but more like, you know, more stiff, more hard hitting action instead of you know, flips and tricks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But New Japan Pro Wrestling is that. Ring of Honor, it's an American promotion. That one's more technical grappling wrestling.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a fan of, like, you know, actual amateur wrestling, you know, you want to see more. Like, they have this thing called the Pure Championship.
Yeah.
Long story short, it's very technical, and you're only allowed a certain amount of hits. You're allowed one rope break and just a bunch of shit like that. But it's basically the style of wrestling you want to watch.
Okay.
So WWE is what we call the sports entertainment.
Yeah,
AEW is called professional wrestling, so it's still, you know, sports entertainment, but it's professional wrestling, so it's told differently than from a soap opera standpoint.
Yeah.
New Japan Pro Wrestling, they don't really have storylines. They tell the story in the ring, but again, it's much more physical than that. So
yeah, that's lit. And I remember at work you told me that you had gone to WrestleMania. Which one was it? WrestleMania 31?
I think it was 31. It was the WrestleMania after Undertaker had lost the streak.
Yeah, and he lost in New York, right?
I think it was New Orleans.
Oh, was it?
New Orleans,
yeah,
he lost.
I remember, yeah, all the memes and shit with the guy's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all funny. But yeah.
So I went to WrestleMania 31.
Uh-huh.
I have a video on my YouTube about it, a vlog. I call it a vlog, but it's just me shooting footage for 30 minutes. That was tight. I remember Seth Rollins comes out and he cashed in the Money in the Bank, and everybody was going nuts, screaming.
Yeah, but that stadium was packed. I was literally just watching highlights of that the other day, just because it was at Levi's Stadium, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, like, that was, it was huge. I was watching when The Rock came out, you know, with Triple H.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I was just watching that clip, but I was like, man, like, that building was just so loud and so, like, packed. I literally, every seat was taken. I was like, man, that's honestly one thing I regret not going to. Like, next time WrestleMania comes, even though I don't watch, like, wrestling, like, often, I'm still, like, a fan of it. Because, you know, I was a huge fan as a kid. But I definitely, I got to go, like, watch. I got to see a WrestleMania in my lifetime.
They're going to have a WrestleMania in Los Angeles 2 years from now, I think.
Oh, yeah? That'd be sick.
Next year's going to be in Dallas. The following year will be in Los Angeles. I'm trying to go to the Los Angeles one.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Do you know Do you know where in LA? Like, is it the new one, the SoFi Stadium?
Yeah, the SoFi Stadium.
That's where they're hosting the Super Bowl 2022.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they tend to host new WrestleManias if the stadium is newly built. So.
Yeah, it makes sense. Especially in LA, you know, it's like a hot zone. This is kind of off topic, but I was looking at WrestleMania, or not WrestleMania, Super Bowl tickets already, you know, for 2022 at the SoFi Stadium in LA. Yeah. Bro, and the cheapest ticket they had was literally $5,500, and those were nosebleeds.
God damn.
For a Super Bowl ticket. Well, like, because I thought about going, right? And I was like, well, you know, maybe if it's like 1,000, you know, 2,000, I don't know. Like, we'll see, you know, we'll see. Like, I don't know. It's so far ahead, right? You can plan ahead of time. But I thought it was 5,500. I was like, bro, like, you're fucking crazy. Like, I'm not paying that much for a ticket, bro. Like, I don't got it like that. Like, I'm really broke. Like, like,
oh, nah. Yeah, I won't even put that shit on my credit card. Like,
nah, hell no. But I'd be curious to see WrestleMania prices, honestly. I might look that up later today. Just to see, you know, especially in LA, like, I think that'd be like a vacation. That'd be hella lit.
Yeah, I don't know how much they are. I know my dad camped outside in Levi Stadium for the tickets, so
that's
dedication. And we still got pretty decent tickets. Yeah,
and you said they were lower level, right? They weren't no nosebleeds.
So yeah, they weren't no nosebleeds, but they were definitely up there. So if you've ever sat in Candlestick, I don't know if you've been to Candlestick.
Yeah, I never went to Candlestick. Never, bro. Sadly.
I went there two times. I'm not even a Niner fan. I went there two times. Uh-huh. People always get mad when I tell them that, and they're Niner fans. Like, I've never been to Candlestick. You've been to Candlestick? I go, yeah, dude, my dad loved me.
For real, bro. I never went to fucking Candlestick. I remember all the Niner plays happening at Candlestick. I remember San Francisco being hella lit, you know, like the Vernon Davis catch, and I don't know, bro, like beating the Saints in the playoffs. I remember the whole city was turned up. I went to San Francisco. I drove by Candlestick after a win, but like, I don't know, bro. I never went inside. I don't know. I guess my parents didn't fuck with me.
Yeah, Candlestick is just a bunch of apartments now without Candlestick.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I heard.
But so Candlestick, the way they seat, it very much, I've sat in the nosebleeds of Candlestick. So it's not where you're sitting kind of flat. I don't know if you ever sit in the Coliseum in Oakland, but they kind of, so they're kind of slanted a little bit, right? Like not too slanted, but slanted. Mm-hmm. Where Candlestick, it's very much you're out of side, you're at an angle. So it's almost like if you're going to fall out of your chair. It's fucking frightening.
What the hell? Yeah, because it's like, it's a circle. I mean, it's almost like a ring, like, you know? Like
an oval, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I vividly remember Candlestick, man. I remember fucking the hill being right next to the hills. I remember how like right, I don't know, like water. Looking. Yeah, dude, so like looking at it compared to like the Oakland Coliseum, it's very like almost the same scene. You know, you got a dirty ass parking lot. Yeah. Dirty ass parking lot.
Old ass fucking stadium.
Yeah, and it's literally like, dude, like right next to the water. Like there's the parking and then there's the water. But still, like, I don't know, like, I guess I'm grateful going there because, you know, I have that memory of Candlestick. Yeah. You know, like the Coliseum, if they ever tear that down, I've been in the Coliseum all my life, you know.
Yeah.
Like, from when they moved to fucking Vegas. Yeah. I'm a Raider fan. I'm going to get hate saying that, but I'm a Raider fan.
Say they're so, 3 as the recording of this episode, they're 3-0, and they play tomorrow. I don't know who the hell they play, but I mean, you know, my Niners are 2-1. So like,
no, really, see,
if we're being honest, I really can't say shit because it's wins and losses, but I should be 3-0 against that Packer loss. You know what I mean? But fuck it.
Sound like somebody who just lost in their fantasy draft fantasy round.
Legit. No, but I'm actually undefeated in fantasy, by the way.
I didn't join a fantasy league. My first fantasy league, I won the first spot, and it was like some random guy's fantasy league. Like I just looked it up, and it was just, they had like one spot open. They let me join their league. I was like a kid. And then the second one, I joined my roommate's fantasy league, and I lost. I was like the actual loser. And I was like, I don't know about fantasy football, man.
But I've only been playing fantasy football for about 2 years now. But I mean, I've definitely, like, at first, you know, it's like rookie mistakes. You're like drafting quarterbacks. You don't really like every, you know how you're supposed to get like running backs first, and
yeah,
you know, quarterbacks don't really matter. I learned that, you know, I learned that the hard way. But I mean, this year I'm pretty stacked on fantasy, bro. It's pretty lit. But I don't know. I have Russell Wilson as my starting quarterback. I have like Devontae Adams. I don't know, bro. I'm in three different leagues, so like I got hella fucking people.
The only thing I don't like about fantasy football is when the players play in your team. So you're like, fuck. Do I go for my team or do I go for my player?
Oh, legit, dude. That sucks because, I mean, you know, tomorrow I'm going to the Niner game, you know, versus the Seahawks, and like, you know, Russell Wilson's my favorite league. He's my starting quarterback, you know. But it's like, bro, he's going against my Niners, you know. So it's like I'm trying to win, but I want him to play good at the same time because I'm trying to stay undefeated. Like, that's the worst thing about fantasy. But yeah, I low-key want to play for some money eventually. I think that'd be kind of lit. Not too much. Not no crazy shit, but like, you know, a couple bucks, like 20 bucks.
I used to have Derek Carr and Garoppolo on my fantasy football team.
Oh yeah.
So I remember one weekend I was going to the Raider game. So I ended up just putting I ended up putting all my Raider players into my fantasy team. I think we lost that game. We lost. I think we got our ass beat that game. I was like, man, fuck. That's, I lost.
I'm hella dead. Bro, so look, let me ask you this. Look. What is your biggest failure and what did you learn from that experience? I know it's low-key like a deep question that might take some thinking, but I mean,
you're taking quite a swing from fantasy football.
Yeah, I know. it's kind of a hard swing, bro. I'm sorry for all the people that are like all confused and shit. I'm just going through my notes.
So yeah, so I wouldn't call it, so I don't know, I'm a very cocky person, or confident, whatever sounds better. Yeah. So I wouldn't say I've had any failures in life, but I'll say like one of my biggest regrets is not really pursuing again cinema like I used to.
Yeah.
So like I said, I have a script still being written called Relapse. And mm-hmm. that's like, it's my, I call it my baby because it's the one script I'm working on right now. So let me pull it up really quick, but I'm gonna just kind of break it down. Again, you know, so going to San Francisco State, I really had the like mindset of, okay, I want to be a director, I want to be a writer or director, you know, whatever's going to happen, because you know, you can go from a writer to a director, but you know, if you're a cinema major, you know, you're probably going to understand what I mean by this.
Yeah,
but Hollywood is a very, very, very competitive,
oh hell yeah,
at. You know, you oh, really have sure. You really have to know somebody. But even in the criminal justice field, you know, right now, for example, my probation job, this is the highest passing class. I think there's 50 people in this class and there's only 5 positions open for the probation. So, you know, I'm cocky or confident, whatever you want to call it, cocky, confident. So I already know I'm going to get one of those 5 positions.
Yeah.
But
okay, hey, that's what's up. You're speaking of existence, fuck it.
You got to act like you have the job already, man.
Legit. You really do.
But, so... Again, like, so Relapse, right? My screenplay or what the fuck you want to call it? Short film. So the synopsis is, escaping a period of isolation, Scott Silas, which is my main character, decides to put himself out to the world, trying to find new adventures to begin with new people. In doing so, he meets the girl of his dreams that he would do absolutely anything to please. While along the way, he discovers the ability... I fucking just spoiled the whole... remember, I haven't touched this in 2 years. So the synopsis just spoils the fucking the movie. I gotta be a little bit more low-key with
it. It's a whole plot right now.
So it just goes. So deciding to put himself in new adventures with new people. In doing so, he meets the girl of his dreams. While along the way, he discovers he has the ability to manipulate time at his own will.
Yeah.
In doing so, he begins to use it for his own benefit, and that would soon come to a decision that could affect his own future as well as others around him.
Okay.
So cinema, again, is something that I'm super passionate about, and I wish I would have done more, because, again, I've only shot 3 short films.
Uh-huh.
And it would have technically been 2 if one of them hadn't been for photography class. You know, we had the video art project, but he allowed me to do a short film. So, okay, you know, I wish I would have done more of it, and I wish, you know, if it weren't for the pandemic, I could have shot it in San Francisco. I don't know if I can do it now, but I could have shot it in San Francisco. Yeah. At this point, I would like to turn it into a comic book, but it's whatever. It's whatever's going to happen. But so I would say, you know, I wish I would have done, again, more of cinema. And really, see, it says the last time I touched it was 2019, December 14th.
Jeez.
I guess I just would have wished focusing more on cinema. Yeah. You know, because I had that opportunity. I had the opportunity to work with cinema majors, even if I was a criminal justice major.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could have found a way to pursue it just because I was scared and I didn't really want to pursue something that would possibly end up in me not even going anywhere. I chose the safe route. But like I would probably tell my kids, you know, do what you want to do, you know, and if you really love it, put your heart into it, do it, you know. But at the end of the day, you just got to do what you feel right. And at the time, what felt right was to choose the safe route. But
yeah, I mean, you could always return to it, you know, I mean, you're still young as fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and on top of that, definitely. You're like, I would say overall, you're a creative guy. And I think you're using, you know, your podcast to express that, you know, of you.
Yeah. I'm going to move my desk really quick here.
Go ahead.
Give me 1 second. Oh shit. I don't know what this is. This is my head. So the mic's going to be a little weird. Obviously I can go back to it, you know, like I do plan on going back to school at a certain point.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Like I know, like, for example, in wrestling, there's been wrestlers who start wrestling at like 35 and they end up making the big leagues. Like Batista, I think he didn't start wrestling until he was 35.
No way.
Yeah, so
what the fuck? How old is Batista right now?
I think he's like in his 50s, man.
What the hell? Damn.
Yeah, he's 52. So, you know, you could always go back to something, but in reality, you know, I guess when you're young and shit, you know, like when you're 19, I started college when I was 17, I think.
Yeah.
So I guess I would have spent a little more time on it.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you some like rapid questions. Just answer them pretty fast, and I think you know, we'll probably end up wrapping this up really soon.
All good.
But all right, look, just answer them like briefly, shortly. You know, just rapid questions.
Okay.
All right. If you won $10 million tomorrow, what would you spend it on?
I'd first pay off my loans, all of my loans, car payment, student loans, whatever. Then I'd probably pay off my house that I'm currently living at.
Okay.
And then, yeah, pay off any of my family's loans.
Okay.
Because, fuck's sake, money doesn't grow on trees. We're not the hard way.
Yeah.
And then probably do play money, probably travel the world. You know, I want to go back to New York at a certain point. Yeah. Go to, like, wrestling events or some shit. Definitely wouldn't spend it on my own house. I would spend it on experiences. Maybe save, you know, a good enough amount to buy a house, but not spend it all out in a mansion, you know?
I mean, $10 million, it'll last you a lifetime if you're smart with it.
Yeah, if you use it wisely, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
all right. If you had to write a book tomorrow, what would you write it about?
It would definitely be my short film Relapse. So reading the synopsis again, escaping a period of isolation, blah, 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 as soon as well. I would write that book. You know, like I said, I haven't touched since 2019, but it's been on my mind consistently. Like, I would love to finish it up at a certain point. At the very end, I think I had just gotten to the point where the climax is about to happen. And I haven't written out the climax yet. Okay. But in my head, I already know what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I would finish that. Yeah.
That's what's up. What's your biggest pet peeve? That one's kind of tricky.
People who are like fucking stupid, man. Like being at work, you know, because me and Andy work at a car wash.
Yeah. So, I don't even think we've told them that, but.
Yeah. So we work at a car wash, man. And the amount of people who don't know how to drive.
Oh my God. It's insane. Everyone would be surprised.
Yeah. Like, and then, you know, it's not that I don't want to be told how to do my job. You know, if a vacuum's not working, I'll fix it for you. But fuck, man, if you see me just chilling, like, let me just chill. Like, I'm not trying to do, I don't know, man. I don't really know how to explain it. But, like,
nah,
you know, like,
I feel like you, bro.
If you were, I don't know, like, I guess you just got to ask a certain way. You know, it depends how you ask.
Yeah. Or
what kind of mood I'm in. But I don't know. Just take it with respect.
Some people come at us hella sideways and stuff. Or, like, I don't know, bro. Like, one of my pet peeves of just about, like, that work environment is when we lead them in, you know, the tunnel of the car wash. We lead them in, And, you know, we tell them put it in neutral. And they don't know how to put their car in neutral. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, how are you driving this car everywhere, but you don't know how to put it in neutral? And then they start panicking and yelling at us, talking about, oh, make it stop, make it stop, make it stop. Like, you should know how to put your car in neutral. Like, point blank, period. Like, I don't know.
I told a guy earlier to put his car in neutral, and he put it in drive, and he just kept going forward.
Yes, bro, so, that's the worst.
When I stopped him, I told him, put it in neutral, and he puts it in park, and he goes, it's in park. And I go, nah, bro, neutral. And then he puts it back in the drive. I'm like, put it in neutral, man, the end. And he finally puts it in there. I'm like, all right, like, man, like, learn how to read.
Yeah, bro, people, I don't know, man. Like, this car wash has exposed me to a lot of different type of people. It's I don't know. It's some real cool people and some real dumb people.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
But, all right, so what do you think the world will look like in 5 years?
In 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years.
I'm going to say the exact same, man. We're still going to have Marvel movies. We're still going to have cars that run on gasoline.
Uh-huh.
We're still going to have, you know, a modern kind of day look to it. I don't think much is going to change. We'll probably have a new president by then. What, that'll be 4 years from now? Yeah,
yeah, so for sure.
Maybe a new president. Hopefully the gas prices go down.
Oh, my God, please.
I don't think it'd be any drastic. I don't think anything drastic would be
happening in the next 5 years. What about 50?
50 years.
Where do you think the world will be in 50 years?
I'll be 70, I think, at that time. So I'll either be dead or in a retirement home. So hopefully, I don't know, man. Hopefully we don't have iPhones no more. We got like actual iPhones, you know, fucking shit. You can go like this on your eye and shit.
Oh, that would be sick.
I don't know, man. It's tricky. You know, people 50 years ago thought they'd be flying cars, and yeah, now we just have hybrids.
Yeah, I know, huh? We have Teslas.
That's all we got, man. We got Teslas. I learned today Teslas have car wash modes.
Did they actually?
Yeah, I guess the sensors don't beep, because you know how when the sensors beep when there's something around them?
Yeah.
Running on the car wash mode, so the sensors don't beep.
Man, Tesla is so ahead of the game, man. Shout out Elon Musk.
One day we'll have him.
That'd be crazy. Exclusive. Shoot. All right. If you had to eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
The classic pepperoni pizza, bro.
Yeah?
When I used to live in Modesto,
uh-huh.
Most of the time, my aunt wouldn't cook food for me.
Uh-huh.
But she works for the DA's office, man, so obviously she was never home.
Yeah.
But whenever I'd come home super late from like a 9-hour shift, I order Domino's pizza, Domino's, what is it called? Pan crust pizza? Just regular pepperoni.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. All right. Look, this is probably going to be the last question, but what would be the title of the book about you if your worst enemy wrote it?
If my worst enemy wrote it?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I haven't thought about my worst enemy in years.
It would be like, fuck you.
I don't even think they would write the book anyway, man. I think they'd just be like, well, I don't know.
If they're taking time to write it, bro. They're weird.
Yeah, like I don't know, man. I had this one girl named April in elementary school who really hated me, but a lot of people were just like, oh, if they bully you, she likes you. So I thought she was all over me, man, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
What else? I had this guy named Romeo from I think sixth grade all the way to high school. I hated him. I don't hate him no more. I don't hold no grudges, but you know,
yeah,
sixth grade to fucking I think 10th grade, me hated him. As of right now, bro, I don't know. Just I don't know. Maybe just be like the fucking asshole I didn't like, Carlos, or some shit, man, you know?
For real. Some basic shit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. I think that's about time to wrap it up. I think that was a pretty good interview. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Once again, bro, go check out his podcast, Kayfabed. Wait, what the fuck?
It's called Kayfabe. Yeah, Kayfabe Pro Wrestling, right? Podcast.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm over here having a brain farts and shit. But yeah, go check out Kayfabe, bro, the wrestling podcast, man. He has new episodes weekly, every Thursdays and Saturdays, man. Also, Carlos, I never even told you this. Well, I think I have told you this a lot, but thank you, you know, for like this guy legit is a huge reason why like this podcast is going up right now, like today, because I think I would have got it going, but it probably would have been a lot slower than like right now. But he literally helped me step by step. Literally, I could shoot him a text whenever. I don't know, bro. I'm flattered. So I just want to thank you, you know, on the show live for all that, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. And look You're at welcome. Us now, bro. I literally have a logo, you know, I'm recording right now. First interview. It was only right to have you on my first episode, bro. So I appreciate it.
No problem, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on here, man. I got to come back next time and tell you about my fucking relapse film.
Oh, yeah, bro. For sure. We might have to run part two for sure.
For sure.
All right, man. See you guys later. Yo, welcome back, my boy Carlos, man. Make sure you guys go support him, man. He's just a real humble dude, just trying to figure it out, you know, just like everyone else is really in this world. Make sure you guys go support him and check out his podcast, please, man. He'd really, really appreciate it. But I'm going to try to wrap this up because this is actually an episode that is longer than I would have liked, to be honest. You know, if you guys really made it this far, man, I really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you for all, you know, just listening, man. I really appreciate you guys. This is a long episode, but I just want to wrap things up to let you guys know my next episode will really just probably be me and about me, and it'll be a lot shorter. But in the meantime, man, thank you guys so much for listening, you know, and spread the word if you guys, you know, want to, I don't know, just support in general. Appreciate the love, man, and I will see you guys soon. Bye.